Prayer is the supreme good. Let me explain to you what prayer is. It is not something that you do. It has nothing to do with doing. It is something that you become by and by. It is something that you live. It is something that surrounds you like a climate. It is something like a deep gratitude. Looking at the trees, or looking at the sea, or looking at the grass, a tremendous urge arises in you to say thank you. That is prayer. Not that you say it. In saying it is not, but in the very urge. In the very mood that you would like to say unconditionally, thank you, not knowing to whom your thank you is addressed. Not knowing who is the creator of the morning and the evening and the stars and the moon and the sun. Not knowing whose hands are hidden behind every grass leaf and who is smiling in every dewdrop. Not knowing at all. Knowledge is ugly. Not knowing is beautiful. Remember, not knowing is not ignorance. Not knowing is ultimate knowledge. It transcends even what you call knowledge. Not knowing is innocence. In deep innocence, a thank you arises, unaddressed. Not knowing to whom you are addressing. But that is not the point. Deep within your being, in your depths, you feel gratitude. Prayer is the feeling of the unknown presence. That feeling of the unknown presence becomes reverence. And prayer has to be just like breathing. It is not that you do and you are finished with. It is something that goes on and on and on. Like breathing, awake or asleep, it surrounds you. It throbs within your heart. It becomes almost you. There exists no separation. And the life of prayer is what I call a good life. A life of gratitude is what I call a religious life.